Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Jill, forgive me first of all. I know it's really impolite to ask a lady her age, but I'm going to do it. So how old, do you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 84.
And how long ago was it when you completed your last really long walk, and how long was it?
My last really long walk was 100 miles with the Long Distance Walkers, which I completed when I was 81.
So, only a short walk then. And you were only very young at the time, so not much to boast about there. So, can you tell me how you first got into walking?
Well, I was very lucky because my parents were walkers, and they had a rambling club. Well, it wasn't their rambling club, they belonged to it. And my father did the programme of walks. And these people were quite young, and they had children, and I led my first walk when I was a child, in 1952. So I was 10 at the time when I did that, and I've got the photo of it, which of course I can't show you here, because it's radio. But the little boys have got ties and short trousers, and I'm wearing my school blazer. And there's about 20 children, I should think. Yes.
And I think you then said that when you grew older, you sort of gave up walking, because we never do what our parents do. But you obviously got back into it as an adult. So how did you get back into discovering the pleasures of walking?
Right, well, I met my late husband, and we obviously, he wasn't a walker at all, but we used to go out with the children, and then we had to come to the Isle of Wight for work. I had no idea what a beautiful place it was. And we came to the Isle of Wight. Obviously, I had two boys. I didn't really know anybody. And I decided it would be a good idea to join the local ramblers, because then we'd see the countryside, be taken on walks. We could come home and look at the map and see where we'd been. And I'd get to know people. And that's what we did. And that was a very, very good move.
And you've been walking ever since?
On and off. But yes, I really enjoyed it. And there was a gentleman there called Harry Peel. He came from Birmingham, and he'd retired here. And he was a centurion. And he told me that I could be a centurion one day. So I said, well, what's that? And he said, you have to walk 100 miles in 24 hours. I said... And he said, yes, it's all on roads. I said, well, I'd never want to do that. I like the countryside. I wouldn't want to walk on roads. So I didn't. But what we used to do, there was something called the Vectis Marathon that we did. And I had a team of people, and we called ourselves the Weary White Wanderers. This worked well. The Vectis was a lovely walk. It happened every year from different youth hostels, because in those days there was three youth hostels, one in Whitwell, another one in Sandown, and obviously Totland. And they used to take it in turns to host this Vectis Marathon walk. You had to do it within the 10 hours, and it was 50k, which is 31 and a third miles.
Wow.
And a man called David Kopp used to work out the route description, and it used to be on one piece of paper of foolscap, both sides. So it was, you know, you had to follow that. And had to try to make it idiot-proof so we didn't get lost.
So it's a bit different to following something on your phone, which is what everyone does these days.
They do, don't they? Yes.
I just think it's deeply fascinating, Jo, and I'm looking forward, once we've played this next track and when we come back, to asking you a little bit more about this, but also, I believe, I want to find out a little bit more about you as well, because my research leads me to believe that you're also a parish footpath walker for New Church. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So
yes.
As well as all of the other stuff that you're here to talk to us about. Of course, I'm sure that
started
slotted nicely.
Doing my footpaths. It was very hard to get things done because they never had enough money or enough staff to do it. But then in the year 2000, a wonderful thing happened. We had a dream, the Ramblers had a dream, that all the paths in the whole land should be walkable and signed, where they joined a metalled road. And the Isle of Wight realised that our footpath network was really very, very good, and we wanted to be the first in the whole country to be able to declare that our footpath network had achieved this, which was good. And so the council knew that they wouldn't be able to declare this wonderful thing without our say-so. And every parish had a parish footpath walker, and we were asked to tell them any footpaths that were blocked or were unwalkable for any reason, that, and then the council would get that done. And they did, and it was fantastic. There was just a very few that couldn't be done because obviously they had ongoing problems, or there was a legal case in action. But we were so good, and we're so proud of that, and we still are, of our footpath network. Now, if you look at the footpaths, you'll see that they've all got a number, and in front of that number is a letter. NC is for Newchurch.
Oh, okay.
V is for Ventnor. G, L is for God's Hill. G is for Gatcombe. And so on. You've got Freshwater, Yarmouth. And each one of these has so many footpaths in it. But of course, a long path can belong to several different parishes. But on the Isle of Wight, we've got thousands of paths. And in COVID, my partner and I decided to walk every single footpath on the Isle of Wight. Well, he did. And I thought it was a good idea. The Ramblers had already done this. One year, they decided to walk every single footpath on the Isle of Wight. It had to be on a walk. It was already being done through the network of footpath walkers, but it hadn't been done insofar as it had been included in a ramble. So at first it was easy, because obviously you were clocking them off and clocking them off and clocking them off, and they had a huge great map where them all coming on as they were done. But in the end, there was odd ones that had to be done, and we had to find really funny rambles in order to do a little bit of footpath here that hadn't been covered and a little bit of footpath there. And then on the Ramblers, every single footpath on the Isle of Wight had been walked in their walking programme, which was a lovely thing to do.
What an achievement as well.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Make this bit of a change from making sourdough and banana bread during lockdown as well.
Now, look, I suppose I want to just ask you one other thing before we go away for a quick break again. We're going to play some more music, Jill. Are there any parts of the Isle of Wight that still surprise you, even now, despite how long you've been walking and how many places you've been to on this lovely island?
What sort of surprise, Billy?
I suppose when you're walking, does anything still take you aback? And it could just be as simple as perhaps going back to our conversation earlier on when you hear the birds. It could be as simple as that. But is there anything that you kind of just, you have to take a breath and go, wow? Well,
yes, often. Pleasure. Often. We've got such beautiful countryside. And that's what I love. And the dawn is sometimes lovely if you're ever up early for the dawn. And I like night walking too. Under the stars with the moon. It's beautiful.
Yes.
We do that.
I love that. As a group, as the Isle of Wight Ramblers, you do night walking, do
we
you?
Used to, but I haven't done that recently with them.
I might have to persuade you to do it again, because I'll join you for one of
those. We used to take the last bus out to Yarmouth, and that's the last bus. So we had to walk back across the island. Yes.
I love that. Yes, bit of motivation.
Yes.
And we're talking about the difference really that walking can make, both from a health, well, a physical and mental health point of view. And there was a time in your life, I think, Jill, when you found getting back to walking particularly helpful. Are you happy to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, certainly. My husband was a wonderful walker, and he suddenly died unexpectedly of a heart attack when he was leading a walk in London.
Really?
Yeah, what a shock. And after all that, and I was getting back on my feet again, I developed cancer, breast cancer, and I was jolly ill with all the treatments and one thing and another, and the grief, and I was in a very low state. And I have to say, the hospice were a great help to me at that time, as were some lovely friends. You know, we think of angels, but angels are only real people that turn up. And they're not often the people that you expect, but they do turn up. And I just thought, as I was getting better, if I could just walk again, if I could get fit again through walking, that would be a really good thing to do. And so I set my sights on doing another 100 miles non-stop. I was about 67 at the time.
Wow.
And it was going to be quite hard for me to get that, so I needed to work at it. And it gave me a goal and a purpose, is what we need. And of course, it happened. I did get better. And on the way, I met my present partner, Jim. He was doing his very first 100, and I was doing my 21st 100. And I said after that I'd stop doing them. But I met him, and we got together and walked this 100 miles. It happened to be in Scotland that year. And that's lovely. So happiness brought me not only physical happiness, but a partner as well, as it so happened. Not that I was looking for one, I wasn't. It's obviously the best, isn't it, when that kind of thing happens.
Absolutely. And how many more 100-mile walks have you done since that 100-mile walk?
I did 9 more to make it 30. Because that 20th right. was going to be my very last. But of course, he was so keen. And he's actually hoping to do another one this year. He's done 15 since, because I did miss a couple because I broke an ankle, which was very careless.
Oh, dear.
And then I had a nasty injury, how you get sometimes. But I managed doing them till I was 81. So, yes, so that was good.
And so he's doing another one this year. Do you mind me asking, how old is Jim?
Well, he'll be 84 in April. So for 6 months of the year, he's younger than me. And for his birthday, he's doing an 84K walk. 84K is just over 50 miles.
Good heavens.
And there are people from the Isle of Wight that are joining him at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I will be a support crew and turn up with food and drinks.
He'll need that.
Yes.
You'll need that on a regular basis.
Yes. Yes.
And if anyone's interested in joining the Ramblers, I've done some walks with the Ramblers myself. And I think you'd agree, Jill, that they're an organisation of lovely people. There's not loads of rules around it. You go on all sorts of different lengths of walks, so you don't need to be, you know, an ultra walker.
Oh, not at all. There's lovely short walks just for a few miles. They're not, I mean, the longest one is about 10 to 15 miles, and there's 7 miles, 8 miles, all sorts, something for everybody.
And a mix of ages and,
yes.
and abilities as well, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
So if you look up the Isle of Wight Ramblers on your web browser, you'll find them, and yeah, have a think about it if you want to get into walking or back into walking, improve your physical and mental health. You might have some as interesting stories to tell as Jill has as well. So, but Jill, you've chosen a song to finish off our interview with. So can you tell us what you've chosen?
Yes, I was suddenly put on the spot, and I said,
"I like doing that to our interviewees."
A Beautiful Noise by Neil Diamond. And or A Beautiful Sound.
Which beautiful is noise.
Beautiful new noise. Thank you, Sue. And so they've got it. So here it is.